I've been a member of many committees during my working life, which strikes me as a bit odd because I've never thought myself to be a particularly committee sort of person. There have been school-based committees, governing bodies, curriculum review committees, one with a rather grandiose title of Curriculum and Standards Committee, a head teacher's salary review committee, which sounds more important than it really is. There have been church committee meetings as well, PCCs, DCCs, PCC agenda committees, which also are called standing committees, which always seems to be a bit odd because you actually sit down. Entertainment committees, fundraising committees. I think we're going to know a little bit about those before too long. And so on. How on earth could we live without so many committees? All these experiences have taught me that there are basically three sorts of people: talkers, listeners, and doers. That is to say, people who have things to say and really enjoy talking and possibly enjoy hearing the sound of their own voice. People who contribute in a very passive way. They listen intently to everything that's being said, then go away until the next meeting, resolve not to do anything about anything. And thirdly, people who can't wait to get on with whatever needs doing. Okay, that might be a bit of a parody, but it's not very far from the truth. You know, what I would love to do, I'd love to go around all of you and ask you to say honestly which category you're in. Are you a talker, a listener, or a doer? But a far more pertinent and more sensible question would be to ask which category Nehemiah was in. God's call to Nehemiah was perfectly clear, and he tackled the task of restoring Jerusalem with single-minded and wholehearted enthusiasm. He took his calling seriously. He had a passion for God's glory and a genuine burden of concern for God's people. So where does our passion lie? God calls us to be his servants, committed to following him, and he calls us to a particular task. Now, aren't we willing to pray in the way Nehemiah prayed and to truly seek God's will rather than do what we want to do and then hope it sort of lines up with what God wants? Are we truly content with being a servant of God, ready to do whatever he calls us to do? It's no good saying that we're servants of God if we just sit back and come to church every Sunday, either in reality or on Zoom, having Bible studies, saying prayers, reading God's word. Those things are no good if we don't commit ourselves totally to seeking God's will and being obedient to his calling. And that means doing. I can tell you, if you saw what I'm reading, that word doing is in bold and underlined. Show how important it is. I'm quite sure there were many times when Nehemiah would have had doubts. Doubts that his plans would work. Doubts that the wall would ever be built. Doubts even at times that God was there. And at those moments, he probably learned to take some time out and just be still before God. And actually, we all need to do that from time to time, to build in time for our lives to be still before God and to seek him afresh. Getting started on the wall was a major achievement, but keeping it going for the long haul proved to be the tougher task. There are those who criticized Nehemiah, those who grumbled, those who were angry at what he was doing, those who began to get tired and worried that they would never finish the task. their morale was being being destroyed. And we all know what that can be like, I think. Sanballat's taunts and jibes have got through to the Jews. What do those miserable Jews think they're doing? Do they intend to rebuild the city? Can they make building stones out of heaps of burnt rubble? Will they finish in a day? And then when Tobiah weighed in as well, his remarks too added salt to their wounds. What kind of wall would they ever build? Even a fox climbing up on it could knock it down at the moment. And those two men between them played on their inner securities, on their self-doubt and fear of failing. They were very much part of their makeup and a part of ours. And very quickly, these two men could have destroyed all that Nehemiah was hoping to achieve. So what do you think Nehemiah did in this situation? He prayed. And if you look slightly ahead to chapter 4, you can read his prayer. He prayed for God's support. His prayer may appear to sound rather vindictive against his opponents, but above all, what Nehemiah was praying for was God's will to be done, for his kingdom to come, his name to be glorified, and for God's work to continue. And what happened? The work continued. Morale held steady. And we can read that they went on rebuilding the wall, and soon it was half its full height because the people were eager to work. There were many threats to morale. There were physical threats too, threats to demolish what had already been built. But still, Nehemiah continued to encourage them all by reminding them of God's greatness, by equipping them practically with all they needed, and importantly, by continuing to pray. We have a choice, like Nehemiah. We can choose which way to walk through life. When we decide to walk with faith in God, it makes a huge difference to our lives. We will have a distinctive walk. We will live our lives trusting God, trusting in his greatness, praying to him for help, for strength and courage, and encouraging others to walk the same way. Just as Nehemiah did, we need to place into God's hands those things that are worrying us, those things which get in the way of doing God's will, those things which stop us from walking by faith. We are called to be servants of the living God and to put our trust in him. If we really, truly believe that he is calling us to initiate growing hope, he will open the door for us to do that, but we still need to pray. We need to be persistent in prayer. We need to use the resources he's given us. We need to get going and to keep on going. There are bound to be setbacks, difficulties all along the way, but God is bigger than those things. And we will need to do our bit too. We will need to get organized, to pitch in all sorts of different ways, to take stock occasionally and seek God afresh. But what we can be sure of is that there won't be a day when he's not by our side, and there won't be a day when he will let us fall. God will be faithful and will support us to the end. Amen.